This is a Monday afternoon. Let's take a look on this 31st day of March at the numbers and the USDA figures that were released this morning. On the phone line with us to distill what it all might mean is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd, and I have to give you a high rating for staying on top of the reports today, getting that information out on Twitter. You made my job a lot easier by hitting retweet quite a bit today, Todd.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really pretty easy. The guys at USDA, NASS, send out an executive summary, and if you can get on that list, there are lots of really good graphics, and you can put those out very quickly. They show not only up on my Twitter feed at Commodity Week, they're online because my Twitter feed is posted online at willag.org. And if you happen to be signed up for our newsletter, Kurt, they are there. Many more of them that are there. Dave Dickey takes care of making sure that those all get put in place, too. So it's kind of fun. I enjoy doing it, and I think Dave does, too. You do a nice job with your Twitter feed as well. I think, what is it? It's at C. Kimmel?
C. Kimmel 3,
at C. Kimmel 3, if you want to follow Kurt Kimmel. What'd you think of the morning's reports?
Wow. There was a little bit of everything for everybody. Market action was both positive and negative. I guess the highlight was probably the corn acreage number being a little less than expected, giving the corn market a little bit support. Then secondly, we fall into the corn stocks usage maybe a little bit better than expected. And thirdly, kind of behind the scenes, I was a little surprised about the sorghum acreage being down 1.4 million acres with the dry weather forecast in the Western Belt. So that was kind of the order, but there's just a little bit of everything for everybody there.
No, I got lucky. Did you happen to see, speaking of sorghum, the export graphic that I sent out earlier on the Twitter feed this morning on that one? Have you been watching that export figure on the weekends? The sorghum number is just skyrocketing going to that at Commodity Week, because it's unbelievable how much sorghum has been exported. It's a straight up figure almost. It's a really substantial curve. So in the corn market, 91.7 million acres is now the estimate for corn. That is the lowest, I think, since 2010 in total number of acres, but the fifth largest since 1944. Last year, by comparison to the 91.7 expected to be sown this year, farmers put 95.36 million in the ground.
Yeah, when you look at the number there, plug in the supply-demand balance sheet, it comes to a point now, what type of yield do you put on? And that's going to be dictated by the weather, of course. But if you go through the supply-demand balance sheet, it projects on out to maybe 1.5, 1.6 billion bushel carryout for next year. But the yield's going to be the determining factor. When you go back to the outlook for them, they were at 92 million acres, so that was fairly close to today's number. Basically, a lot of switching in some areas to some other crops versus corn.
So $1.5 billion doesn't sound so bad compared to the 2 or 2.2 that many people were beginning to pencil in not so long ago for the 2014-15 or the ending stocks for next year. And if you put the grain stocks number in from this morning at, 7 billion bushels for corn, what do you see if you forward figure that? Have you done that number two for
grain stocks? Yeah, I kind of plugged that in through there, how they massage that. We'll see on the next supply-demand balance report. Better usage in general. Thing is, I think the trade was looking at corn feed demand going down, but if it does go down due to the pig virus, it'll be more in the second quarter versus this first quarter right after first of the year here, on the calendar, that is. And also, to ethanol prices. If you look at the ethanol chart, overall ethanol price stays relatively high, so it's been sort of mirroring the corn market here, keeping ethanol somewhat productive or profitable, that is. So overall usage remains strong and through here, suggesting, you know, pullbacks the end user is going to be wanting to get some coverage on as we go into the summer months.
And USDA says for soybeans, we're about $1 billion in grain stocks. That's at 992 million, actually. And the planted acreage will be 81.5 million. Last year, that number was 76.5, so much larger.
Yeah, we basically seen a huge increase, especially in the up through the Dakotas and in through the South. Where we did see major switching from corn to beans, mainly in, it looks like in Indiana and Ohio, for the most part. So it looks like we're going to have ample bean acres around to work with, especially in some of these fringe areas. A little bit of a pickup and confirmation, guys out west, instead of planting sorghum, they might throw some beans out there and see what develops there. When you plug in the acreage number and so forth, we're still looking at probably 350 million bushel carry out in this new crop year, depending on what type of yield and whether or not our export market stays strong on the shipment side through the end of the marketing year.
Hey, thanks for taking the time with us today.
Very good, Todd. Take care.
You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois.